USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's a weekend to red up at the White House in advance of a big ceremony on Monday when President Biden signs the $1 trillion infrastructure bill. Officials are reportedly considering holding the event on the South Lawn if the weather permits so as to be able to accommodate a very large crowd. And that crowd's expected to include lawmakers from both parties, as well as governors and mayors from across the USA. Also, labor union and business leaders will be there. The White House says not only will this $1 trillion package repair roads and bridges and other surface transportation like never before, but it will create hundreds of thousands of jobs in the process. The governor of Wisconsin calling in the National Guard to Kenosha in advance of a verdict in the Kyle Rittenhouse murder trial. The jury will be getting the case and start deliberations on Monday. And this is USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, and they're worried they're stuck with it. One that costs too much or doesn't meet their needs, or for whatever reason, they're just not happy with it. If that is you, some great news. There really is another choice. It's called MediShare, and it's such a great option, especially if you're self-employed, changing jobs, or part of the gig economy. Here's what you get when you switch to MediShare. First, huge savings. The typical family saves $500 a month. You also get a massive doctor network. You can just use the doctor of your choice, or MediShare's free 24/7 telehealth option. And you get to be part of something you can believe in. MediShare is a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. No wonder MediShare gets double the customer satisfaction ratings compared with typical health insurance. So no, you are not stuck. You've got a great alternative. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
More now on the infrastructure bill that the president will be signing with great pomp and circumstance on Monday at the White House. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki says at that event he will also announce who he's chosen to be the infrastructure coordinator, someone that she says will oversee the implementation of the $1.2 trillion measure and make sure the funds are spent properly and that there is accountability.
And expect it will be someone from outside of the administration.
It will be a busy Monday for President Biden, as after that event in the afternoon, he is expected to be having a phone meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping. It will be the first formal bilateral meeting between the two leaders. White House Press Secretary Psaki saying that Xi and Biden will, in her words, discuss ways to responsibly manage their competition. Britney Spears is thanking her fans as she celebrates the end of her conservatorship, and this is USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
Going up, Medicare premiums are. The federal government making a Friday night announcement that Medicare Part B premiums are going to rise over 14% starting next year, boosting monthly payments for those in the lowest income bracket from about $148 a month to about $170 a month. Former President Trump's one-time chief of staff, Mark Meadows, is in trouble for defying a January 6th investigation subpoena issued by House lawmakers.
Meadows' attorney, George Twilliger, suggested his client may not cooperate, that Meadows wants a court to resolve Trump's claim of executive privilege before cooperating with the investigation. I'm Wendy King.
A Georgia Vietnam War veteran who earned a Purple Heart, which he lost to theft in 1983, has it back, thanks to a stranger who saw the Purple Heart on a table on sale at a yard sale in Florida for $2. He bought it and then tracked down its rightful owner, Gus Alberton, who still lives in Florida. The two were reunited, the medal and the recipient, this week. And you'd think it would be commonplace for first responders to have to handle calls like a kangaroo on the roof of a home in Australia, but reports are a crew of firefighters in Queensland recently spent hours trying to figure out how to get a kangaroo off a roof. It ended up, after a couple of hours, just jumping down itself. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.